God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Everybody say, I'm going to make it.
I'm going to be okay.
I'm going to walk by faith.
And my faith
is the victory
that overcomes
the whole world.
Somebody needs to say it again.
I'm going to be okay.
I'm going to be all right.
Because I walk by faith.
Faith is the victory.
My God
is faithful to me.
I'm going to be okay.
Amen.
That's a faith statement.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to be okay physically. I'm going to be okay in my marriage. I'm going to be okay in my finances. I'm going to be okay. And better than okay.
Amen.
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 I'm going to whoop this thing, then I'm going to be more than a whooper. Isn't that what Jesus said? He said, don't be afraid. I have whooped the world. Right? I know Arkansas people understand that. I'm from Mississippi. Well, keep reading. Go in peace. Your son lives. Why is this story in this book? Why is it here? Because the man acted on what Jesus told him. He said, thank you. And he walked away without seeing a thing, without feeling a thing. And he overcame and cast down imaginations and everything that bothered him that whole way. And he just kept one foot in front of the other. And he kept going to the house. Jesus said, go home. So what do you do when Jesus says, go home?
Go home.
Go home. How many know it'd be one of the biggest faith acts for some people? Just go home and sit down and not worry about it.
Yes.
Go home and go to bed.
That's right.
Yeah, but we got to pray. We got to pray. We got to pray because it's awful. We got to pray. You could pray a year like that and be worse shape when you get through than when you started.
Amen.
It's not just praying. You must pray in faith.
Amen.
When Jesus says go home, it ain't time to pray. And fast is time to do what? Go home. You know how I know some of this stuff? There's been times in my life before. I was all primed. Man, I'm ready to pray. I'm ready to stay up all night. I missed a meal. I'm ready. And the Lord said, go to bed. God, I got to pray about this. I mean, this is an important deal. And I got to pray. He said, go to bed. I'll take care of it. But now what do you do? If you pray and grovel all night, you are disobedient and unbelieving. The Lord says, go home. What do you do? She says, go to bed. What do you do? If you got any faith, you're going to say, all right, I cast the care of it over on you. Here you go. You take care of it. I'm going to take a nap.
Amen.
That's faith. That's faith. He kept walking. Verse 51. Now, I don't know exactly how long this was. Like we said, it was 15 miles and he already made the trip one way. This might have been an overnight deal, you see. Because this is a distance. I mean, how long it take you to walk 15 miles or 20? Long time. And he just did it. He already did it one time. So I don't know how many hours this was. But he's on the road and his servants met him. He sees some of his people that work for him and help him. He's a wealthy man coming out of the house to meet him. What do you think the devil told him? See there? Here they come. Boy died. Because you wouldn't go get Jesus. Does that sound like the devil? Now it's too late. But you're still walking by faith. How many know you got to keep walking by faith all the way to the house? All the way up the front step, right? Just what do you do with that thought? Cast it down. No. Jesus didn't say he's going to die the time I get here. He said he lives. He said he lives. Can you stand on one word from the Lord?
Yes.
and have a miracle in your life and have your whole life changed. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And his servants met him, and as soon as they saw him, got close enough for him to hear, they opened their mouth, and what'd they say?
Living.
Your son lives.
Amen.
He's heard that before.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Your son lives.
Hallelujah.
How many know that even though there's nobody agreeing with you in the beginning, you stay in faith long enough, everybody will have to come back around and say, well, he's alive. Yeah, he is.
Hallelujah.
We sure didn't know it. You know, we didn't think so. Well, it sure wasn't your faith then. You got to believe it before you see it. Your son lives. He said, now what happened? When did he start changing? And they said, well, yesterday at the seventh hour, verse 52, he said, he asked them at what time he began to get better. Did you hear this?
Yeah.
Began to get better. Are all healings instantaneous?
No.
Is recovery healing from God too?
Yes,
it is. You stop getting worse and you start getting better. I'm thinking of so many stories, and I'm already past time here. You want to hear one story? You got time for a story? If you've had all you want and you want to leave, that's all right. You can leave. I won't be offended. You say, well, that's enough. I'm full. I'm gone. Years ago, I went to visit a man in the hospital, and the doctor said he's dying. They said he probably wouldn't make it out the week. Every day, he was getting progressively worse, much worse. Every day for the last, I don't know how many weeks, he just got worse, worse, worse. And I sat down and talked to him for a while. He's very weak. And I knew if this man's going to be helped, he's got to get in faith somewhere. And it's not just my faith. I have to hook my faith up with his faith. Where's he at? What can he believe? And in talking with him for a few minutes, I saw his faith is not at a place where he just believes he's going to receive his healing and he's going to be okay and jump out of bed and go. He wasn't there. So I got a hold of this. I said, brother, I said, do you believe you and I could pray? We could join hands and we could pray and that tomorrow you would be no worse than you are today.
Amen.
And I said, well, what good is that? He's getting worse every day. How do you receive? According to your faith. He looked at me. He'd never thought about that because other folk had been trying to get him to do something else. And he said, I do. Yeah. I said, that's wonderful. I said, I want to pray with you. God's going to hear us.
Amen.
Tomorrow, you're not going to be any worse.
Amen.
Not that that sounds funny, but we did. I went back to see him the next day about the same time. He still was not doing too good, but guess what he said? He said, the doctor said, I'm no worse.
Amen.
He and I praised God. We did. We lifted up our hands and we said, thank you, Lord. Now we're on a roll.
Amen.
You see this?
Amen.
I said, brother, I believe you could be a little better tomorrow. Not only would you not be any worse, but you could be some better.
Amen.
I said, you believe that? God's done this for us. He said, I believe it. Pray, brother, pray. I prayed with him. Came back the next day. What do you think? He said, hey, Brother Keith, I'm better. I said, I can see that from walking in the room. His color was better. Now, he wasn't, you know, you wouldn't call him healed, but he wasn't any worse. In fact, he's a little bit, little better. I said, brother, he said, I know it. He said, I believe I could be a good bit better. See, he's telling me. See, this is what, so you can't just go push your faith off on somebody else. You got to hook up with them. Where are they at? What do they believe? He said, I believe I could be even more better than yesterday. I said, I do too. We pray. Well, I got busy with some other things and wasn't inclined to go back the next day. And so it was about 3 days later. I went back by and they said, oh, we sent him home. I said, send him home? I thought he was about dead. They said, yeah, it's amazing. That's what they said. He had an amazing recovery. I said, glory to God. So I reckon the next day he must have prayed to be a whole lot better. According to your faith. Wasn't instantaneous, but it was healing. I said it was healing. Even in the ministry of Jesus, not everybody was healed instantaneously. Did you see this? And yet they were healed. Y'all got too quiet on that one. You knew that, didn't you? They said yesterday at the seventh hour, The fever left him. He said, that's exactly when I was talking to Jesus. That's exactly the same time when Jesus said he lives.
That's right.
Oh, do you see this? Do you see this? When he took Jesus at his word and he turned around and he took that first step, that boy's fever started breaking. Did you see that? And every step he took, the boy kept getting better and better. Every step he took, the boy kept getting better and better until by the time he got there, it was broke. Amen. He was well on his way to being whole.
Hallelujah.
Oh, and then what happened? Can you read the rest of it? Then what happened? What did they do then? Then the father knew it was at that hour when Jesus had said to him, your son lives. And he and his entire household believed and trusted in Jesus. And this is the second miracle that Jesus performed. They didn't say, well, you know, it's just one of those things. It just broke. And it's just, you know, we don't know why. No, they gave the glory to the Lord.
Amen.
Well, it just went in remission. How about he healed you?
Amen.
Well, I don't know how that worked that way, but it just, you know, no, God heard you.
Yes.
He answered you.
Yes.
He met your needs.
Amen.
When the Lord does do something for you, don't pass it off and say, well, we don't really know. Maybe it would have happened anyway. Oh, that's bad. Give God the glory.
Amen.
Anybody wants to know about it, don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. The Lord healed me. You go, well, oh, you're one of those? Yeah.
Amen.
One of those healing, believing people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
So you have to watch about being embarrassed about these things or you'll cut yourself off from the blessings of God.
Right.
Are you one of those? You go over to Faith Life Church? We've heard about that bunch. They talk in tongues, don't they?
Yeah.
You can too. You want to join us?
Yeah.
Oh boy, they believe in prosperity, don't they? That prosperity. Yeah.
Amen.
They believe in healing. They believe God still works miracles today. They believe God will heal you right there in church.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes.
I'm one of them.
Yeah.
Anybody in here besides me?
Yeah.
One of them.
Yeah.
One of them believers.
Yeah.
One of them faith people.
Yeah.
One of them healing, prosperity believing.
Yeah.
Authority over the devil believing.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Shouting, praising folks. If you're one of them, stand up.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Nobleman's Son, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R704. That's R704, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 12th through 17th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7 p.m. and child care through age 6 will be provided. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website at flcbranson.org. Or call 417-334-9233.